It is significant, given the fact that, you know, 3 months down the line after the 15th September agreement, nothing really has actually happened. You know, there's been this problem with the allocation of ministries that had dragged on and on. And all of a sudden, an agreement, like this agreement, is a positive step. And to that extent, at least it gives hope to Zimbabweans.
But some political analysts are skeptical that this all-inclusive government will work, because there seems to be a lot of mistrust between Mr. Tsvangirai and Mr. Mugabe. What is your take on this?
Well, that analysis may be correct. That prediction may be correct, and people have got a reason to come up with that analysis. But we believe, as a political party, we remain optimistic that probably the past few months, the heckling, the mistrust, probably, yes, in actual fact, will help the two political parties to really understand each other more. And to that extent, we still remain confident that all the political parties, rise above their own pet issues and steer this nation out of the dilemma it finds itself in.
We still have our demands, Mr. Zulu. In fact, you remember that we had a total of 6 issues that were still outstanding. Of the 6 issues that were outstanding, we've managed to deal with one, and that is Amendment Number 19.